Let me be honest. I have this secret desire for God to bless me. He's promised a lot in the Bible. I want Him to deliver on all those promises, preferably today or at the very least this week, and tie them up with a nice big red bow. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That's kind of how we think, isn't it? We know it's silly. We know it's fanciful. But hey, God's a God of blessing, and I want all the blessing I can get. Now. And that kind of thinking is fueled by the individualistic consumer mentality that pervades our society. The latest shiny smartphone, that luxurious holiday, clothes, cars, whatever it is that tickles your fancy. We're lured, enticed through such glitzy advertising. And why shouldn't I get a piece of the action? Not to mention God's promises. He is the God who heals all your diseases. And yet still we get sick and die. We want what we want. We want God to stump up and deliver, and when He doesn't, we're disappointed, as much as we may know that this type of thinking is just ludicrous. Am I right? The New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11, talks about some great men and women of faith: Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. But then it goes on to say this, chapter 11, verse 13, all these great people continued living with faith until they died. They did not get the things God promised His people, but they were happy just to see those promises coming far in the future. They accepted the fact that they were like visitors and strangers here on this earth. Note to self, sure, God wants to bless me, but He probably won't deliver it all this coming week, tied with a big red bow. That's God's word fresh for you today. Now, I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.